Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
How old was I when I first seen old Rivers? I can't remember when he wandered around. Well, that old fella did a heap of work. Spent his whole life walking plowed ground. He had a one-room shack not far from us, and, well, we was about as poor as him. He had one old mule he called Midnight, and I trailed along after them. He used to plow them rows straight and deep, and I'd come along there behind, busting up clods with my own bare feet. Old Rivers was a friend of mine. Say, one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds, where the cotton's high and the corns are growing, and there ain't no fields to plow. I got a letter today from the folks back home, and they're all fine, crops is dry. Down near them end, Mom said, son, you know old Rivers died. Sitting here now in this new plowed earth, trying to find me a little shade. With the sun beating down across the fields I see, that mule, old Rivers, and me. Now one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds, where the cotton's high and the corns are growing, and there ain't no fields to plow. With the sun beating down across the fields I see, that mule, old Rivers, and me.
Walter Brennan, one of the most requested songs on our radio show. Welcome back, Old Rivers. Hope you're all having a wonderful Saturday morning.
We played Old Rivers on the show before, and then you all came back and said you wanted to hear the entire songs.
We had our iFamily reunion, and I couldn't help but think about this story time this week.
This week's story time is the old church. If you're one of our longtime listeners, you pay attention to story times, you hear us talk about the church in three or four of the story times. It's kind of a special story time. Church where my mom and dad was married and where I went to church as a little boy with my grandma and grandpa.
Let's go back to yesteryear down in the hills and do a little story time on this week. Y'all have a great weekend. This is our last segment of our show, and we'll see you next week on Eye on the Outdoors.
Okay, boys and girls, it's story time with your Uncle Ray.
This week's story is the old church.
In the Missouri Ozarks, beneath the shadow of Johnson Mountain, is a remote valley where several spring-fed streams surge down steep mountains into the basin below. Once in the valley, the streams join to create the headwaters of an Ozark River and the beginning of its long journey out of the valley and on into the outside world. Within this ancient valley, at the juncture of two hollers, is a clearing with majestic 200-year-old oak trees. Just east of this clearing is a small wooded hollow. There, a clear, cold spring with ice-cold bubbling water roars to life as it tumbles over rocks and dumps into the nearby stream. Along this stream, a 200-year-old country church stands the test of time. The old church is the community meeting place and comes to life every Sunday morning for worship service. Local weddings are held there for the beginning of one's life and funerals for the end of one's life. Adjacent to this ancient structure, a diversity of weathered gravestones dating back to the early 1800s makes up the local graveyard. Large handmade tables set beneath the 200-year-old oaks and provide shade for the after-church service basket dinners. The hitching post for buggy horses is at the far end of the churchyard and near the custom three-holer outhouse. On Sunday mornings, family ride horse-drawn wagons for miles around to that old church for Sunday worship and to visit with neighbors, catch up on the latest gossip, and maybe hear some news from the outside world. Just down the holler from the old church, along that same stream, is the community's one-room schoolhouse. A little further is a blacksmith shop, post office, and grocery store. But one of the most important essentials in the community is along that riverbank, the old grist mill and feed store. This remote Missouri Ozarks farming area is not really a town, but more of a scattered community throughout the hills, a place where everyone works very hard to raise and feed their families. My family, as well as others, work and live in this community, without any thought of what's beyond the hills. Many never venture from these hills during an entire lifetime. Many years ago, my grandpa, dad, uncles, and neighbors gathered at that old church for a Saturday afternoon workday to clean, paint, and repair the church and outbuildings. My Uncle Alan and Uncle Lee, a pre-teenager at the time, were assigned work detail for painting and maintenance of the big three-holer outhouse. My uncles were taking a break from painting when an old school bus with a wedding party arrived for a wedding rehearsal. People quickly unloaded, beating dust from their clothes as they briskly walked to the spring to cool off in the shade and drink ice-cold water from a well-worn tin cup hanging from a nail on a weathered fence post. Several others went directly to the outhouse. Once the outhouse was clear, returning back to work, my Uncle Alan finished painting the outside walls, gathered his buckets and brushes to work inside, just as the relatives of the bride arrived in a big Cadillac sedan. As Uncle Alan stepped out of the outhouse door to mix paint, he met a huge woman in a bright yellow dress running for the outhouse with a very strained and worried expression on her face. The large woman had to turn sideways just to fit through the door. Slamming the door shut, she rocked the outhouse as she plopped down with a loud thump. Just about that time, my Uncle Lee is lying on his stomach behind and at the rear of the outhouse crumbling foundation, working there to replace stones in several open holes. Always the prankster, it's just too much for Uncle Lee to pass up. Just as the woman plops down on the toilet seat, he cups his hands around one of the small holes in the foundation to project his voice inside the bottom of the outhouse. Timing is everything. He waits a few seconds, then in a deep, firm, but calm voice, he says, "Hey, would you mind moving over a hole? I'm trying to paint under here." There is but a few seconds of silence, then total chaos. Shrill, terrified screaming from within the outhouse. The outhouse rocks as she breaks through the door, leaving it hanging only by one hinge. Like a stampeding buffalo, she gallops back toward the caddy while pulling up her polka dot underwear in an attempt to cover herself, dragging her half-on, half-off, now dirty and soiled, yellow dress as she goes. My dad, uncles, and neighbors are roaring with laughter, but not so much at the horrific scene or a horrified woman, but at my grandpa and my Uncle Lee. You see, my grandpa, who is not laughing, has the young, squealing, skinny little prankster in a vice-like grip by the arm. Uncle Lee is dancing like an organ grinder's monkey as Grandpa whips him wildly with a hickory switch down the road, around the bend, and out of sight. And that's story time this week with your Uncle Ray.
Well, we appreciate each and every one of you. Be careful out there in the woods and on the waters. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week right here on Eye on the Outdoors.
Say bye, Peanut.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire.
The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. But there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless.